Krishna Book, Canto 11, Jarasandha, Chapter 73, Scene 3. Krishna instructs the 20,800 imprisoned kings and princes. After hearing the prayers of the kings released from the prison of Jarasandha, Lord Krishna, who is always the protector of surrendered souls and the ocean of mercy for the devotees, replied to them as follows in his sweetly transcendental voice, which was grave and full of meaning. My dear kings, I bestow upon you my blessings. From this day forth, you will be attached to my devotional service without fail. I give you this benediction as you have desired. You may know from me that I am always sitting within your hearts as Super Soul. And because you have now turned your faces towards me, I, as master of everyone, shall always give you good counsel so that you may never forget me, and so that gradually you will come back home, back to Godhead. My dear kings, your decision to give up all conceptions of material enjoyment and instead turn toward my devotional service is factually the symptom of your good fortune. Henceforward, you will always be blessed with blissful life. I confirm that all you have spoken about me in your prayers is factual. For it is a fact that the materially opulent position of one who is not fully Krishna conscious is the cause of his or her downfall and the cause of one's becoming a victim of the illusory energy. In the past, there were many rebellious kings such as Haihaya, Nahusha, Vena, Ravana, and Naraka Asura. Some of them were demigods and some of them were demons, but because of their false perception of their own positions, they fell down from their exalted posts, and thus they no longer remained kings of their respective kingdoms. While lost in the violence of conditional life, every one of you must understand that anything material has its starting point, growth, expansion, deterioration, and finally disappearance. All material bodies are subjected to these six conditions, and any relative acquisitions which are accumulated by one's body are definitely subject to final destruction. Therefore, no one should be attached to such perishable things. As long as one is within this material body, one should be very cautious in worldly dealings. The most perfect way of life in this material world is to simply be devoted to my transcendental loving service and honestly execute the prescribed duties of one's particular position of life. As far as you are concerned, you all belong to Kshatriya families. Therefore, you should live honestly according to the prescribed duties befitting the royal order, and you should make your citizens happy in all respects. Keep to the standard of Kshatriya life. Do not beget children out of sense gratification, but simply take charge of the welfare of the people in general. For everyone takes birth in this material world because of the contaminated desires from one's previous life, and thus one is subjected to the stringent laws of nature, such as birth and death, distress and happiness, profit and loss. One should not be disturbed by duality, but should always be fixed in my service, and thus remain balanced in mind and satisfied in all circumstances, considering all things to be given by me. And one should remain undeviated from engagement in devotional service. Thus, one can live a very happy and peaceful life, even within this material condition. In other words, one should actually be callous to this material body and its byproducts, and should remain unaffected by them. One should remain fully satisfied in the interests of the spirit soul, and be engaged in the service of the super soul. One should engage the mind only on me. One should simply become my devotee. One should simply worship me, and one should offer respectful obeisances unto me alone. And in this way, one can cross over this ocean of nescience very easily, and at the end, come back to me. So, in conclusion, your lives should constantly be engaged in my service. Thus ends Chapter 73, Scene 3. Krishna instructs the 20,800 imprisoned kings and princes. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.
E dhana yobana putra pari jana ithe ki ache paratiti re kamala dala jala jivana thala mala bajahu hari pada niti re. E dhana yobana putra Trapari jana itte ki ache para titi re kamala dala jala jivanatala mala bhajahu hari pada niti re bhajahu hari pada niti re Bajahu Hare Pada Niti Ve.
So what assurance of real happiness is there in all of one's wealth, youthfulness, sons, and family members? This life totters like a drop of water on a lotus petal. Therefore, you should always serve and worship the divine feet of Lord Hari.